As Israeli ground forces flooded into Gaza today, dismay and anger spread throughout the Arab world, and diplomats are frustrated. The European Union's foreign policy chief said the international community's inability to end the violence was, quote, a very serious failure. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more from Cairo.
As Israeli troops, tanks, aircraft, and warships continued to pound the Gaza Strip and Palestinian rockets sailed into southern Israel, thousands of demonstrators raised their voices against the violence. Most of the demonstrators, as in this gathering in Istanbul, focused their anger on the actions of the Israeli army, although there were scattered calls for Hamas to stop the rocket fire as well. There were very large protests in Morocco, Australia, and many European countries. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak's office released a statement condemning the Israeli ground offensive, and Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghait said some of the blame belongs at the feet of the UN Security Council. The council failed to approve a statement overnight calling for an immediate ceasefire. Abu Ghait said the Security Council's silence, quote, was interpreted by Israel as a green light. UN delegates said it was the United States that had blocked the statement from being approved. Egypt's UN ambassador, Maged Abdelaziz, was frustrated.
So at the time that the aggression is escalating and more people are dying and the military attack on the ground is at its full scale, we find, regrettably, that the Security Council is downgrading its response to the question.
Egypt has itself come in for a large share of the criticism in the Arab world for failing to open its border with Gaza, except to the most urgent humanitarian aid. The heaviest criticism has come from Hamas's most powerful backer, Iran, where former President Hashemi Rafsanjani, as broadcast by the Al Jazeera satellite channel, called on Muslims to provide both humanitarian and military supplies to the people of Gaza.
There is no shortage of fighters in Gaza. The Islamic nation should extend political assistance and give weapons to the people in Gaza.
An Iranian military commander also called on Muslim oil producers to halt sales to Israel supporters, according to the official Iranian news agency. A European Union delegation is heading for the region in an effort to revive diplomatic efforts. EU foreign policy chief Javier Solana was blunt about how little diplomacy has achieved so far.
For the moment, has been a very serious failure of diplomacy. Therefore, a failure of the international community to handle this conflict. And we will do our best to continue putting all the pressure, doing all the efforts to bring the ceasefire the sooner the better.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown sounded more urgent in his latest comments.
We need an immediate ceasefire. The blame can continue afterwards. But this dangerous moment, I think, requires us to act. There are talks that are going on that would actually take us beyond the immediate violence into the sort of solutions we want. But the very events that we're seeing emphasize what the real challenge is. Israel needs to be secure. Palestine needs to be viable.
Israeli and U.S. officials, however, insist that any ceasefire must be durable. And military analysts say that suggests that Israel intends to weaken Hamas further before seriously pursuing a cessation of hostilities. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.